You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Texas Rangers have a very healthy lead in the American League West Division. That has not changed at all, but the team is ever-evolving, so let's talk about that a little bit. I'm Allison Fritter. I'm here with T.R. Sullivan. T.R., it's interesting because at this point, I was just reading some of the things that have been written about the Rangers, and just as far as, like, the pitching goes, and the trade deadline being a little bit away, but they really do have to wait and see what they have and where they're headed in terms of injuries, right, before they can really make any assessments on what they might need.
Yeah, I mean, I would still think relief pitching is more important to them. They're going to get Darvish back here after the All-Star break, and Derek Holland should be back as well. I still think they need another arm in the bullpen to kind of reinforce that area.
Yeah, so the bullpen the last couple of days have had really just things have blown up on them. There's no really better way to put it. Just a complete meltdown a few days ago with the Yankees, and then a random way to lose the game. It really wasn't the bullpen's fault, out of tough ball. But are they getting gassed at all? I mean, what is going on with that? They've been so reliable. It doesn't sound like they really feel like they need many wholesale changes at the back end.
Well, I think the problem is that every night is a close game. I mean, they're running hot and heavy, just as a team in general. Every game is a nail biter. I mean, they've had some incredible baseball games this year, just one after another. That, you know, they don't have very many blowouts or very many boring games, and I think they're almost like a NASCAR driver who's running full tilt around the track without regard to how much gas is in the tank, and you know they could be in danger of, you know, running out of gas. But you know, when you play tight games every night, I mean, every single night, you're going to get games like that where one or two are going to get away from them. I think that part was inevitable.
Yeah, Sam Dyson said, no, this is not because of the workload when he had that blown save the other night. You know, he's definitely one that's deflecting that whole storyline. But, I mean, they really can't say anything else besides that, right? It's not like they're going to sit there and say, I'm working too much.
Well, when you're on the line every night, you're not going to be perfect. I mean, And they're on the line every night, whether it's Dyson or Jake Diekman or Matt Bush. You know, somebody's out there on the line every night trying to protect a close lead or trying to keep it close. I mean, there's been no margin for error. They have just not had any blowouts. I mean, they go into Minnesota here for three days, and you know, this team could really just use a weekend where they just really, you know, pummel a last place team and get three easy wins and kind of take it easy for a weekend. You know, the Twins have been playing better, and you know, Paul Molitor's team is not going to lay down for anybody, and the Rangers have had trouble in the past at Target Field, so it's not going to be easy, but that's what they really need is just some blowouts.
Yeah, I guess you can't really plan for those. I mean, these games against the Yankees, it's the first time that they've lost a consecutive game since the middle of May when they lost three in a row. So, I mean, it's funny to John Daniel said, I mean, things happen over the course of the season. When it comes to a team that is doing as well as they have been doing, I guess when these things happen, they get maybe magnified a little bit, but there really isn't any reason for anybody to be worried about anything, right? Especially with the starters coming back healthy pretty soon?
No, I don't think there's room for panic. I just think that they need one more good arm in the bullpen. If they're going to be running hot and heavy every night, they just need some help. You know, the good thing is Sean Tolleson did not give up a run in June. So he's really close to being back to a full member of the back end of the bullpen, as it were, rather than just kind of the mop up in the middle relief role. That will help. And they're hopefully going to get Keone Kella back after the All-Star break. If he's back to where he was last year, that would really help out as well.
Yeah, like you mentioned, they have not only did they go to the Twins, but then proverbial first half, right, leading up to the All-Star break with some home games versus the Twins. So it's seven games with them between now and then. And I know that you can't just assume wins there, but I suspect maybe you might have a couple blowouts that the Rangers are looking for in those seven games. Cole Hamels is a guy that, I mean, you know, what can you say? You really can't say enough about him, because where would they be without him? Do they feel like they need to, pace him a little bit, monitor him at all, or is he just kind of free to do his own thing from here on out?
Well, they're kind of clipping an inning here and there off of his workload. You know, he's won four straight games with a fantastic ERA. I think it's like 0.65. But he's averaged under 100 pitches for all four of those starts. So I think that they definitely are just trying to, like I said, clip an inning or here and there off an outing and maybe save him for down the stretch. But then again, when you do that, that adds an inning to the bullpen.
Right. That's very true. Okay, well, there's a lot of doom and gloom going on in this division, but not with the Rangers. So thank you so much, Theo. I appreciate it, and we will catch up with you soon. Thank you.
All right, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.